More news stories now, including the arrest of a former Norwich City youth coach and the success of a police crackdown on drugs. But first, the Queen visited the Sainsbury Centre for the Visual Arts.
Greeted by Fijian warriors and the sounds of traditional drumming, the Queen was whisked away on a cultural tour of the South Pacific country during a visit to the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts. Large crowds turned out to watch the Queen's arrival at the centre on the University of East Anglia campus, and there were big cheers when her car drew up at the entrance and she stepped out onto the red carpet. Excited pupils from West Earlham Infant and Nursery School and Bluebell Primary School were among those to give a warm welcome to the Queen, who was dressed in a striking fuchsia and black outfit for the occasion.
Rebecca Wass, 36, General Manager of the Madam Market Theatre in Norwich, will attempt to run 48 miles in 12 hours along Pedder's Way. She will start at Nettleshall Heath in Suffolk at 8 o'clock in the morning and wants to finish at home on the Norfolk coast 11 and a half hours later. She is raising money for the Madam Market Theatre in St John's Alley, which needs thousands of pounds for repairs, but does not get any government or Arts Council funding. The 48-mile challenge is the furthest Miss Wass has ever run in one go, and is an even greater challenge because she suffers from fibromyalgia, which causes painful joints and extreme tiredness. She was diagnosed age 17 and 8 years ago was bedridden because of the condition. Miss Wass said, "I'm really nervous. I have never done anything like this before." Despite finding running painful at times, she enjoys doing it because it releases endorphins and keeps her physically stronger.
A first World War centenary garden of remembrance is beginning to take shape as the first oak trees are planted in the ground. Located on River Green in Thorpe St Andrew, the garden is part of a nationwide memorial project aimed at remembering those who served in the war. Town councillors attending the planting of the first Quercus robur-fastigiate Costa oak at the site. The trees will serve as the backdrop to a circular field of poppies.
The area where miles of underground cables for a new offshore wind farm could be buried beneath the Norfolk countryside has now been narrowed. Swedish company Vattenfall, which wants to build the Norfolk Vanguard wind farm about 30 miles east of Great Yarmouth, revealed its early plans for the scheme last October. The company is seeking to bury about 30 miles of transmission cable underground, coming ashore at a point between Bacton and Eccles-on-Sea. In October, the company outlined a rough area where the cables could be buried, but has now reduced the search area to a 700-metre-wide corridor going around the fringes of North Walsham, Aylsham and Reefham en route to an existing substation on the end of Necton.
Two guide dogs have been named after a college that has raised thousands of pounds for the Guide Dogs for the Blind charity. In 2013, students and staff at Easton and Otley College raised enough money to train a puppy that was named Otley. 4 years on, the college did the same, and another puppy named Easton started training a few weeks ago. Easton has visited the Norfolk campus of the college near Norwich with his puppy walker, John Hudd, to say thanks to a group of staff and students from the Animal Studies Department. Sandra Portas is the Community Fundraising Development Officer for Guide Dogs in Norfolk. She said, "Students were so enthusiastic and asked some brilliant questions. We are so pleased that the college has raised enough money to train two guide dogs. Without this kind of support, we wouldn't be able to carry on with our life-changing work."
American Air Force doctors are being drafted into the region's biggest hospital as part of an agreement that will boost the medical workforce. Senior doctors from the US Air Force's 48th Fighter Wing at RAF Lakenheath, near Brandon, will work at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital during their posting at the airbase. The news was discussed at a board of directors meeting at the NNN on the same day Prime Minister Theresa May met American President Donald Trump for the first time. Mark Davies, chief executive of the NNN, hailed the agreement as an exciting development.
A former Norwich City youth coach has been arrested on suspicion of indecency with children and indecent assault. Michael Sean Carson, known as Kit, was detained in Cambridge as part of an investigation into allegations of abuse in football. During his time at Norwich in the 1980s and 1990s, he brought through youngsters including Ruel Fox and Chris Sutton. Cambridgeshire Police said the allegations dated from the 1970s to the mid-2000s and were alleged to have happened in Cambridgeshire and across Europe.
The musical director of the Tavor and Brass Band has described collecting his MBE honour from Buckingham Palace as quite nerve-wracking. Ian Coleman of Ringland has spent 40 years with both the Brass Band and Tavor Scouts and is currently chairman of Ringland Parish Council. The 51-year-old was included in the Queen's Birthday Honours list last year and was made an MBE for services to the community in Norwich. He attended the ceremony with his wife Lisa and daughter Emily.
Now to our feature, written by Derek James, who pays tribute to Sir John Hurt. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.